United Nations has called on Bahrain to release a human rights activist detained for criticizing the government. Activist Nabil Rajab was detained on October the 1st after sending a tweet, which authorities say offended the country's interior ministry. The Human Rights Watch has called on Manama to release the detained activist. At least five Palestinians have been injured in clashes with Israeli forces during a demonstration in the village of Kafr Qaddoum in the occupied West Bank. The demonstrators chanted anti-Israeli slogans and condemned Tel Aviv's continuous settlement activities. A similar rally was also held in the village of Bil'in near Ramallah. Anti-election law demonstrations in Hong Kong have entered their seventh day after protest leaders call off talks with the government. On Friday, clashes broke out between rival demonstrators in the streets of Hong Kong. At least 19 people were arrested in the violence. Iraqi forces have liberated most of the city of Dhuluya, located north of the capital Baghdad, from ISIL Takfiri terrorists. Army forces were backed by Sunni tribesmen and Shia volunteers. Over two dozen ISIL militants, including two British citizens, were killed during the operation. A U.S. judge has ordered the public release of 28 videotapes showing a hunger-striking prisoner at the Guantanamo Bay prison being forcibly removed from his cell and force-fed. Lawyers from the prison, Abu Wa'il Diab, says his treatment was abusive. Diab has been held at Guantanamo since 2002. The Human Rights Watch has warned that Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims could face permanent segregation if the government's new policy to designate them as Bengali moves ahead. The HRW says the policy could entrench discriminatory policies against Rohingya Muslims and deprive them of their citizenship. And the UN Security Council says it will take military action if a rebel group in eastern Congo doesn't surrender by a January deadline. The Council is calling on Congo to take military action against the FDLR. The group was involved in the Rwanda genocide of 1994.